Coach, congratulations on the win. Second straight game, you guys get off to a hot start. And I thought the big key for the game here today was limiting the looks, especially from three-point range for Goodland, and you guys did that. They knocked only one down today. They knocked down seven in the first meeting, and I thought you had to be pretty happy with how you guys were able to get off to a hot start for a second straight game.
I was. I felt like our press was excellent yet once again, and I really didn't want to have to pull it off, but, you know, when we get into foul trouble like that, there's just no way that we can continue to risk it like that. But I was really happy with the way we played out on the perimeter because they are good shooters, and we had to cover that pretty tight.
And, you know, you guys, this is probably the first time all year you guys have had this significant of foul trouble, especially with your top of players. You had Brynn McCormick with three fouls in the first half, Lindy Runford with three fouls in the first half, Emily Weathers with two fouls, Shelby Patton with two fouls. So really this is the first really test that you guys have been able to where you're really kind of shorthanded in a way, and I think you have to be pretty proud about how your team was able to kind of fight through that, even though some of the fouls were tough calls, but you guys were able to adjust through that.
You know, I mean, that's just part of the game. You know, I mean, there's going to be a couple that may not go your way, and so we have to be able to just handle it, keep our composure. And I felt like really the entire team, you know, whether they were on the court or not, they were very encouraging to the players, to each other, just because, I mean, it's super easy to get frustrated, and we just didn't allow ourselves to do that. So I was proud of them.
And you were led there this afternoon by Brynn McCormick with 14 points. She's kind of been, you know, she's been around that 10 to 12 over the last couple of games there. Kind of struggled shooting, but really the last two games, she's really shot the ball very well, had a high percentage yesterday, and she came out guns a-blazing there in that first half, hitting her first four shots.
You know, I'm probably what I'm most proud of with Brynn is her shot selection. You know, I mean, she's, for the most part, I think a lot of times she's going to take a high-quality shot, probably take a shot she knows she can make every single time. And so, you know, I'm proud of that, definitely, because, you know, shooters usually like every single shot they take, honestly. But she's really worked on her outside game, so I'm proud of that.
You also have had, I mean, some of those that haven't shown up in the scorebook, but I thought for really the second straight game, Madison Chaplin's played outstanding on defense. And then you bring in Kennedy Holstein. Yeah, she may have only, she had a big three-point basket for you guys to kind of help some momentum in the fourth quarter, but she's done a lot of other things other than scoring over the last few games, and that was great to see her get one. Really kind of a, not an easy look.
I know. I mean, like you said, a lot of things that Kennedy does, a lot of people don't recognize unless you're the coach or the parent. And, you know, that's the same stuff with Madison Chaplin. I mean, those two always guard the best guard every single time. And I'm super proud of that. Kennedy's a smart player, just like Madison is. They listen exactly how I want that player to be guarded, and they do just that. So, you know, we don't miss a beat defensively when Madison takes a step out because Kennedy just steps in and takes the next one.
Well, you find yourself in the championship game for the second time in 3 years here in the Orange and Black, and it's, you're going to face an Orange and Black team. That's guaranteed. Whether it's Colby, whether it's Beloit, that's to be determined tonight. But I don't know. You've seen Colby, and I know that's going to be on the minds of your players, but also I think if Beloit would happen to pull off the big win, I think that'd be a good change as well.
You know, I've seen both teams play, and they're very different styles, and either way it's not going to be an easy game. And so hopefully we just listen to the scouting report and play our game, because I think our girls are pretty hungry right now, and I want them to play well tomorrow.
Well, second straight game, you guys get a big run the first quarter, get to a great start and win it here 51-37, advance to the 4 o'clock championship game tomorrow. Congratulations, Coach, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.